Pre-produced at my cherished 51st state in East Vancouver, this is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Kuklam, and Musqueam. Welcome back. In that set, you may have heard Delivery from Force Majeure. Then it was Motherhood. They have a new record. And then it was Last Waltzin, who are from Montreal. After that, it was Portraitures, and they're from Sudbury, which is different. Gerald Ryu is from Sudbury, so it's not unprecedented. Then from Halifax, it was another new entrant named Very Jerry. Very with two R's, and Jerry with a G, but not an I. That is for the Chroniclers of Seinfeld. Then it was Nimrod, N-I-M-R-A-W-D, and then Pelly Jean with the Metrowave. I'm wondering if Metrowave already sounds a bit dated. There's still going to be Metrowave in 2025, for sure, no doubt. After that was one more, and it was from Ghost Cartridge. We'll be right back.
rollicking song belongs to a black-headed grosbeak. Like most birds, the male grosbeak begins singing in earnest a few days after reaching his traditional nesting grounds in spring. And like most birds, he sings frequently when trying to attract a mate. He'll sing a bit less while he and his mate incubate eggs, but pick up the pace again after the young hatch. By late summer, his singing will cease. Ever wonder how much a bird sings in one day? Some patient observers have shown that a typical songbird belts out its song between 1,000 and 2,500 times per day. Even though most bird songs last only a few seconds, that's a lot of warbling. On nights with a full moon, male sage thrashers have been known to proclaim their long-winded songs all night. But the North American record holder may well be the red-eyed vireo. One such vireo delivered its short song over 22,000 times in 10 hours. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.